Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with a terrific actor, a terrific guy, and does a lot of things really well. And if you look at his resume, it is spread out and just straight acting, comedic acting, show hosting, just absolutely terrific. His most recent, and everyone's got to check it out, is the History Channel, and it's Assembly Required is the name of it. And we got to find out. I got to find out more about the show. Anything that this guy's involved with, I'm going to watch. Richard Korn, how are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing terrific. Give us a rundown. A lot of people are talking. A lot of people are raving. But I think that comes with the territory. Everything you do, you got this following that everybody kind of loves what you do. Tell us about this one.
Well, this kind of came out of left field in a way, but not. Because it was an idea that Tim had where he had things around the house that would break and he didn't want to throw them away and he wanted to fix them. And then, he started mapping that out larger and larger and larger. And we came up with this competition building show, where we have three competitors building something that we've sent them in the mail, a box, and they have 90 minutes to figure out what it is and put it together. And because of the last year with the pandemic, we did not bring them into our studio. Instead, we went to their workshops, their spaces, and had them make the build in their own place. And then figure out who out of the three competitors one was going to go away. And we then add another box, a bigger box, and they have a 5-day build that incorporates the first build into it, and that's kind of the progression of the building competition. You know, in a nutshell, that's what it is. But it became a lot more, especially when we decided that we couldn't bring them here. We had to go to their space so they could incorporate stuff that was in their garage or their workshop and add, you know, flourishes and artistic things that maybe not would have happened in our own space.
How much creativity are you seeing out there with these guys? I mean, folks who know, I by the way, I can't put a hammer to nail, you know, just so you know, for reasons of full disclosure, but some of my buddies
just don't want to.
Yeah, some of my buddies could do things, these magical things with their hands and whatever. Are you seeing a lot of creativity with these folks?
Yeah, we are a lot. And, you know, they're all artists in their own way. You know, they're builders, they're engineers, they're artists. And, you know, when they come to the build, how they plan it out or, you know, whatever their expertise is on the side kind of gets incorporated into the design or the look of whatever it is we've sent them to build. So, you know, one thing can look very different from another built by somebody, you know, with a different sensibility. If this guy does metal work a lot more than this other person who does woodwork, you're going to have two different materials going on towards the same end. It's fascinating to watch.
You know, I imagine your timing on this is just perfect. And the reason being, and you alluded to it, COVID being what it is, I would believe that a lot of people are finding, more time on their hands, of course, but also it to be a little safer, right, to work on things on your own, have your own little workshop going on and to keep you from going nuts. And then, again, guys like me that don't, you know, that don't have the handyman aspect to them, you know, like we can't do that. We have to do other things and write and this, whatever. But there's, there's folks that are just, absolutely great at this kind of thing. But I wonder how many people, you know, either from watching your show and tied into the last year are becoming this, are becoming like these artists with their hands and with their, are you noticing any of that, or are you getting feedback on that type of thing?
Well, you know, because it hasn't aired yet, we don't know. Well, kind of like how Home Improvement happened. You know, when we were doing the first, very, very first episodes of Home Improvement and Tool Time, we were in kind of in a vacuum. Nobody knew what the show was. But as they started watching it, you know, more and more feedback over the years. So with this, it's really interesting, and I hope that we influence people to try some stuff. I mean, parts, little segments within our show, we have our resident expert, April Wilkerson, will fix little things that Tim has brought in or I brought in, and she has, you know, little hacks that you can do to make things smoother in your own personal workshop. And I hope that we've stimulated something like that, because the world needs it. We don't want to just throw stuff out, you know, constantly. We want to know that it can be fixed and used for a few more years.
Yeah, absolutely terrific. Let me ask you this. Aside from Assembly Required, how fluid is your schedule? I know COVID has thrown everything into a whirlwind, and it's kind of made the whole world fluid. But how about you? Do you have anything that you want to talk about beyond this? Or can you give us a website, a social media site, where we can kind of follow along with what you're doing along the way?
I wish I was that, savvy. I know April has her own YouTube channel. Maybe if I'd been a little more industrious, I can do that. And maybe I still will. Who knows? But, this year has been interesting. I've done this show. I've been, trying to formulate some other things to do. But I think I've fixed a lot of things around my house. I think that kind of, my area of focus kind of went down to, I need to fix this wall here that I've let go for a couple of years. This over here, this light switch is broken. I should fix that. Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff I've just taken on in my own little space. And I feel pretty good about that.
Listen, you should feel good about a lot of things. Assembly Required not being the only thing, but what a wonderful career you've put together. You're constantly doing something. Terrific guy. Thrilled to have you once again. And thank you very much for being here. Congratulations on Assembly Required. It's going to be great.
Thank you. Thank you. Please watch, because I think you're going to be, bowled over by these artists.
Yeah, I know we will, and I'm going to urge everyone, please, watch it. You could see it on the History Channel and Assembly Required. Richard Karn, you know his work from Home Improvement, Family Feud, and so many things along the way. He's, like I said, it's diverse. You look at his resume, and it is diverse. It is diverse, and he's great. I think he was great as the host of Family Feud. I loved him in that role, but certainly people. Know and love him as Al in Home Improvement, and it's one of those roles you're never going to shake. I'm sure people walk up to him on the street and say, "Hey, yeah, hey, whatever." But why would you want to shake it? Just a great show. And Richard, once again, thank you very much for being here. And Assembly Required, we're very excited about it.
Thank you,
Richard Karn, everyone. Has been our very special guest. Check out Assembly Required on the History Channel, and go to History Channel website, and you'll be able to check that out. It's premiering tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, and I'll be tuning in for sure. And it's it's a competition that we could all love. Of course, the great Tim Allen. There, along with Richard, and you look forward to these guys getting together. I've had Richard on before, and he's just a terrific guy, and another thing, he adds to a long list of things that he's done, and when you host a game show, all of a sudden you start taking on a different life, and you looked at. As a different character, because you're not just acting, you're doing this hosting and anything else that you do that's a little off the beaten path, I think just adds to it. I love watching careers, and I always comment on them, and when people make choices and they do things, you look at them and you can kind of see what their thinking was and what was there or what was available, and And I'll tell you what, he's made some wonderful choices over the years, and he's it's diverse. He's got a diverse resume, and you know, acting and hosting and so forth, whatever. Just a terrific guy. I've never met anyone who doesn't like Richard Korn. I mean, everybody always has great things to say about him. People who've worked with him, and people who've who know him personally. It's just terrific, and all my experiences with him have been terrific. Richard Korn, of Home Improvement fame, has been our very special guest, and the name of the show is Assembly Required. You can see it on the History Channel, premiering tomorrow. Check it out, 10 p.m. Eastern, Assembly Required with Tim Allen, and we look forward to that. Frank McKay signing off. Richard Korn has been our very special guest, and we'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.